Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about Ash. I didn't really play her that much.
Ash 2, yeah. It's a feature.
Hello and welcome. My name's Jay Yee, and with me today is my good old friend, Alexander Gonzalez.
Hello.
Please remember that we are not game devs. How are you today, Alex?
I'm on an interesting cocktail, Jay. The caffeine settled in. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ready. I found myself that I'm an afternoon coffee drinker. In the morning, I'm all right. It's towards the afternoon, I'm not okay. How about you, Jay? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It doesn't sound like caffeine's really into your system. It sounds like you're about to fall asleep on me here.
I'm actually not. You know, I'm Cuban, Jay. And caffeine's just soaked into our culture. Do you know anything about Cubans, espresso and stuff like that? No? No?
Sure. But those are not the cultures that we are talking about today. Today, we are creating something new. Every week, We Are Not Game Devs will create a new exciting video game idea that we've always wanted. Whoa, wait, what? We Are Not Game Devs will create a new exciting video game idea that we have always wanted to play, but not have any knowledge or know-how to create the wonderful experience that are video games. Today is my turn to present We Are Not Game Devs 68th IP. So, tonight, well, tomorrow, but it comes out tonight, is Spiders Greedfall. Comes out tonight at 9 p.m., which is in an hour from now. If you don't remember, this is that game I was super excited about, which is like, if Monster Hunter World, like if your character was like a pirate going into the new world and you're hunting all these cool, crazy monsters and stuff, but it's not Monster Hunter gameplay, it's more like Skyrim gameplay. And it has like magic and pirates and like swords and the fucking blunderous guns and stuff like that. Yeah, blunderbuss, whatever they're called. Like it's such, it's like a pirate game, but you arrive to a new world that's full of monsters and magic. And like the local natives are these like magic wielders that do not like it that you landed there, and they're trying to like get you out, and you could choose sides and stuff. It's going to be really cool. And I found out why I've never heard about Spiders. The developer is because they are originally like Xbox developers. Like they made a lot of Xbox games. So I'm not familiar with a lot of their works because a lot of their works are on Xbox only. Like they've made the Technomancer, Bound by Flame, Mars of Orcs and Men. I don't know any of these. Fairy, Sherlock Holmes. But they made a lot of Xbox and a lot of PC games, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not super familiar with them, but now I have a little bit more of a... My worries are quelled a bit, because now I know, okay, these guys are pretty reputable. I just thought these guys were like nobody's coming out of nowhere making a AAA game that's going on all consoles, right? But no, these guys have history behind them, and I'm excited, more excited than I've already been to play this game. And because like I was worried, because it looks really good. Like the graphic quality of the game is really good. The voice acting seems great, and there's a lot of customization options. So I was worried that they were doing too much if they were a newer studio. But no, they've been around for a long time, and they've been making games forever. So I have nothing to worry about, right?
And what's this game called?
Greedfall. Greedfall. By Spiders.
It's ringing a little bit of a bell, but I really haven't heard any buzz around this game. I want to see what's going on. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be good. It's just...
Right.
Fall is upon us, and there are many releases happening. So I've heard a lot about Gears of War, Overwatch. There was just a Nintendo Direct, so there's just a whole lot going on.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to start it, but I'm not going to get heavily into it yet just because I have Borderlands 2 to finish, and Borderlands 3 is coming out, and I'm playing The Council and The Journey Down. I'm playing all these games, Fire Emblem and all this stuff, you know. So I don't have that much time to play it, but I'm still super excited to jump in. And I'm probably going to like put in a couple hours probably tonight or some other time. But anyway, that being said, the reason why I'm talking about Greedfall is because pirates. And I've had this game on the back of my mind for a while now. I haven't developed much for it. Like, I don't have very many ideas for it yet, but... It's been an idea I've been having for a long time because Greedfall, when it was announced and I watched the trailer for the first time, this is the game that I've been thinking about in my head for the longest time, is what Greedfall, I think, is kind of trying to do. But anyway, I want to create a game where it is a pirate simulator, think Black Flag, but it's going to be more like Skyrim, not so much Black Flag with all the story stuff. It's going to be more like Skyrim, where there's a one story thread, but there's a lot of side quests throughout. Whereas in Assassin's Creed, it's all about the Assassins versus Templars. I don't want any of that shit. I just want, you are a person on this crew, and I guess you're going to work up the ladder from, like, the what's the guy called where he has to, like, scrub all the decks and stuff, like the Suavey or whatever. The lowest of the low works himself up to become, like, captain. Not captain, but, like, the... eventually captain, but you want to be the first mate, right?
Okay.
Like, the right-hand man to the captain. And this will be, I'd say, maybe the first half of the game. Let's say you are starting off in this crew, you're doing quests on this one island, and then maybe it starts to go to 2-3 islands, and you're just doing quests with your pirate crew, and you're just doing, like, kind of the story-driven game. And then maybe a third way in, the game opens up, and then you become the first mate, and you have the captain's trust, and he gives you a small boat to do your own stuff. But then there's story missions where he calls you to do certain bigger missions, and then you go out and help your captain out. And then halfway through the game, maybe the captain dies, and then you become the captain of your own crew and your own armada, and you're doing, like, trade runs, and you're getting income from certain things. You're building up your pirate base hideaway. You could recruit other pirates and level up certain skills and stuff. So I want it to be huge. You know what I mean? Like, I want this to be Skyrim meets... Yeah, Skyrim meets Assassin's Creed Black Flag meets Sid Meier Pirates. You know what I mean?
All right. I have a direction I want to go.
All right, let me know.
I think all that is fantastic. I think there should be some RPG elements. It should be heavily based. I want the main story thread to be reminiscent of Final Fantasy XV and a little bit of Red Dead Redemption 2. But on a pirate ship where you have, you can recruit people, but your main crew, the main guys, you're going to have relationships with them. You're going to have a past. You're going to be talking to them, and it's going to develop over time. And you're going to be able to take main missions. You'll have side missions that can gain you and garner more respect with them. But you're also going to have main missions where things are going to happen. People are going to die. Maybe some people are going to be captured onto other crews, you know. And that's how I want it to be. That way, in this RPG, you start to really care about your crew and there's stakes to it.
Yeah. I like that, but I want it where, let's say all the recruitable, not all of them, but let's say most of the recruitable people are just, like, the main crew. Like, you could hire someone who's, like, an expert in cannon fire, and he joins your cannon people, right?
Yeah.
But you could also recruit big name people, and all your crew members could live or die, and you could build relationships with them. But I want it where, like, if you have all these people that you recruited, they don't have to be in your crew, but you could recruit them. They say, like, one or two lines during cutscenes and stuff. You know what I mean? But you will have, like, the original, let's say, six people that you're always with. And those guys will have the majority of the dialogue and, like, the majority of friendship quests you could do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I do want there to be other characters that do show up during big meetings or, like, during big story beats. And have,
cool,
like, one
that.
Or two throwaway lines.
I just want a main crew. That way I'm attached somewhat. Because if there's, like, no mainstay characters... Because for me... What I enjoy about pirates isn't so much the ships. That doesn't really get me. It's more of the style and the way every character carries themselves in a pirate world. It's like this fanciful confidence. And it's so fun to get to learn about the characters there because you're like, what's that guy do? Why is he? Because, you know, they all have their own style. They all dress a certain way. So it's always fun to learn, especially when there's strong personalities, like how there was in Final Fantasy 15 and or Red Dead Redemption, where you're like, what's going on with these characters?
So to further speak on the story, eventually, near the end of the game, you know how there's always... I forgot what the cinematic term for it, like the actual real term for it, but there's always a moment in a story where your hero has his like down moment where everything looks like it's going to go bad for him before the big triumphant climax. Moment. Exactly. So what I want that to be is you've been captain for, so halfway through the game, you become captain. And then from that point on to about a quarter through, you've been captain for all this time. But this is where the chunk of the game is, because that's when the open world really opens up. You can go to multiple islands, do a lot of side quests. So this is where the meat of the game is. But if you want to fast forward, it's just going to be three quarters in the game. Three quarters into the game, there's going to be a decision where your main crew that you were talking about, where you get attached, the story starts slowly developing, where you kind of realize, oh, there's like two different personalities in my crew. And three quarters into the game in, you have to decide who you are going to make your first mate officially. And it's going to be one or two of these two people in your main crew. And depending on who you choose, the other side, he and a couple of his closest friends on your crew, I want them to start like a mutiny.
And eventually split off into their own crew.
Exactly. And then that's going to be your down moment, where you lose the mutiny, not lose the mutiny, but you lose your like main ship, the majority of the crew you built up, and you get marooned on an island with like your first mate and people who sided with you, right? And you have to build up, start all over again on this island. It's going to be like that moment where some people hate that part of the game, and some people love that part of the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you kind of build it back up, and then the last couple of missions is you getting back to him and like beat him, get your main ship back, and then once you do that, then you do your final quest and then look for the big treasure you've been looking for this whole time.
And that's when you get the One Piece.
And then at the end, you like bury your treasure and then you leave like a legacy. You know what I mean?
That's
like
cool.
You'll be the Captain Rogers or whatever. Jolly Rogers.
So what's your vision for combat here? I didn't really want this to be that RPG-ish. I don't know. Like, you know, like there's only so much a pirate can use. They can use swords. They can use daggers. They can use blunderbusses. What else? Did you want there to be an upgradable weapon system or... How did you want that to work? Did you have a vision for this at all?
Yeah, so I did want it to be more like Skyrim-esque, where you loot better swords and better pistols and better guns with different perks on them that maybe help according to certain skills. Like maybe a gun you pick up gives +1 to this skill that does this perk, right? And how I want the combat to work is kind of like either like Skyrim or The Witcher, where real-time action-based, where you could use your sword and then get to a distance and use your pistol. And I do want it to kind of be like where there's skills and moves that you could do to make your pistol really good or your sword combat really good, depending on what you like to focus or balance of both. You know what I mean?
Like skills such as maybe... Like the pirate has a skill where he takes out all of his pistols and fires 3 or 4 shots out of all the harnesses. That kind of skill?
Yeah, maybe like there's like skills where you take out 2 guns and then you do like a rain of things. Or,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the skills would be, but I do want it to be more, I guess, like Witcher based, where you have these skills that you could press hot buttons to do a certain thing, and it's like on a cooldown or maybe a mana system. And then, yeah, it does all that. I should also mention, I don't want this to be based in real world life. Like, I want this to be a fictional world where it's its own ocean with their own island names and its own culture and its own history. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want this based on real life, pretty much.
Okay.
If that's fine with
you. It's its own world.
Yeah. Cool. So, trying to think where else we. I kind of also want like drinking and eating to not be important, but be an aspect of the game if you want it to.
Yeah, so similar. I'm getting a little bit of Final Fantasy 15 vibes in it, where you're going to want some bonding, where maybe after a mission or so, you can, like, or before a mission, request, like, a feast or something where there's, like, a captain's dinner, where you're at a table yeah. with the main characters and stuff, and you guys are going over parts of the mission.
And I do want, like, there to be a morale system on the ship. Like, if you're out on sea for too long without making landfall, your crew could get kind of angry with you, and it could cause issues, and maybe some people to, like, try and fight on the ship, and then you have to, like, quell it down. And if that is going to be a mechanic, we'd also have to do, like, a ship stocking or making sure your ship has... Like, you could upgrade your ship to, like, of course, go faster or do turns better, make more damage with the cannons and add more cannons, add, like, harpoons and stuff. But you could also upgrade the crew's quarters and...
Upgrade you could the buy, brig like, so you can have more, you can take more prisoners in for bounties.
Yeah.
Or upgrade like, the food stores. Or
exactly.
Maybe, could you even make it, would you want to be more fan, like, base it a little bit more in fiction and do stuff like, you have a fruit tree on your boat that you're somehow growing so your ship mates never get scurvy because they can pluck oranges from it.
I like that idea where maybe it could be instead of a tree, you could have like a small garden on your ship. Like you have, maybe you could recruit some kind of herbologist or something and he could figure out a way, like he has an invention to grow crops on your boat. And then you could recruit like a special cook that could boost morale because he could actually make good food. But before mm-hmm. that, if you have a general cook, it's just like whatever, you know? And just boosting morale, you could get like instruments for your ship, you could like recruit a musician that will boost morale and stuff like that, and that'll change like the music that you hear depending on if you have just an accordion player, an accordion and a flutist or something, you know what I mean? Like I want yeah. it where if you recruit people, they'll also show up on your boat, but if you don't have that person recruited, they won't be there, and it would like add different elements to the boat, you know what I okay. mean? And maybe like you can depending on who you recruit, they'll sometimes, not all the time, but depending on who you recruit, when they get to your boat, they'll have the special feature that you couldn't access if you didn't have them before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's all really good features to put in. I also want the world to feel somewhat lived in, like where there isn't like a side quest in this world would be upon exploration. Maybe there's like three to know more than five legendary creatures, maybe some sea creatures, maybe some on the island that you yeah, can either like hunt that. Or fight with, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not part of the main story whatsoever. You could maybe, through your whole playthrough, run into one or two. But if you're really looking for them, you know, they're out there.
Maybe, like, one of them is story-related, and that kind of tells the player that, hey, there are legendary monsters in this game that you could mm-hmm. go and hunt type of thing for, yeah. like... epic gear and like better, cooler looking stuff for your ship. You know what I mean? Like if you kill the sea snake dragon monster thing, you get this cool sail for your ship and it like gives you plus something to movement or whatever.
Yeah. And it's unique to that monster. And what that does for me as a player is it makes it so the world feels bigger because I'm doing this thing that's completely outside of the main quest, but still feels important on its own. But I also like being able to use the pirate skills on non-humans and be able to use my crew to do something else besides attack people and move from one place to the other.
Yeah. I also do want there to be like a hideout mechanic where you could upgrade like your own little town. You know what I mean? Like you have this island. Like a main
town that you have under protection.
Yeah. And it's like your island and you could upgrade different things and you could upgrade like the store to get better items for trading and for buying goods. You could upgrade like the tavern to get like more food and stuff like that to supply your ship every time you make landfall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also want there to be kind of like a mini game where you could send some crews out on like, once you have a lot of crew members, you'll have some excess crew members. So you could just send them out on missions to get, like, maybe you could get give one of your crew members a whole boat with their own crew, and then they'll, like, go attack ships for you and then come back, and so every time you check in.
Fleet.
Yeah, you'll like check in and collect whatever goods that they collected from their halls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you start running a town. Now, I want there to be on this story beat, when you do have the mutiny, that ship comes back to that town while you're stranded. And depending on how developed you made that town, either completely, almost completely destroys it and takes out a lot of your supplies, makes it so they fight off and lose some people, or since the town's so developed, maybe you're ahead, you put all your points in there, they're fine, and they fight it off. And it actually gives you a boost to come and recover a little bit.
I like that. So there's like three, it doesn't change the end result too much.
No, it's not like a huge swing of things, but yeah. it adds a little flavor to the world.
And if you do get your whole town destroyed, let's say after you beat the mutiny act, when you come back to your town, it's back to normal.
Yeah, and you'll still be able to use services. Yeah. They just won't be as effective. You know, like maybe some of the characters will just be hiding until your crew shows up and then tells you what happened.
Like just up until you regain control of your crew and your ship and all that stuff. Cool. I like it. Is there anything else that you think we might have to add to the game? Like, I do think that there might be some, like, voodoo or, like, spiritualness stuff happening, like, a little bit, not too much. Like, I don't want this to be a magic-infused game, like what Greedfall seems like it's going to be, where magic seems to be an important part of Greedfall. I want this to be more realistic, but there to be, like, a voodoo element to it.
Yeah, I would just want to elaborate a little bit more and say that we're going to make the enemy pirates really unique. There's probably going to be a captain that I can foresee using, like, placing all of their combat importance on explosives or something. So they're always throwing dynamite and bombs and cannons. Or maybe someone is into voodoo and there's, like, a captain who's really into that. So sometimes they'll possess your crewmates or do something and throw, like, you know, like poison darts or what have you.
Yeah.
And we'll have just these really unique cast of characters.
I would say that there is like, so like, yeah, I think there would be a multitude of captains that exist in the game and they're all like bosses per se, let's say. Oh, I lost you for a second. Did you hear what I said?
Nope.
Okay. So I was saying that I like the idea of there being like captains that are kind of like bosses throughout the open world. And all of them, like you said, have unique character to them, and they all are very unique to themselves, and you could tell by their flag and all this stuff that is a specific captain's crew. And I also like the idea of there to be like kind of like factions. So I want certain islands to still be very native and like the native people kind of still run it and stuff, but I also want there to be like areas that are kind of colonialized by, you know, like kind of like how real history worked, where there's like colonies and of like the European colonies that are in the Caribbean. But in this, it's going to be a different country is like invading whatever islands that are in this universe. Right. And then there's also the natives that are trying to fight back. And then there's also the voodoo community. And these guys are in like the more bayou swampy areas of the not the Caribbean, but whatever sea this is. And they try to do, like, they're like a third party versus the main villain that you're going after. I don't know who it is. Some big treasure that you're looking for. And then there's the mutiny part of your team. And there's also, I don't know, maybe, like, you could pick to either help the voodoo people more or help the colonies more or help the natives more. And depending on who you pick, more side quests open up depending on who you decide to help.
All right. I like that, yeah, because that way there's some factions in it, so there's some big bad powers that give rise to those captains.
All right, so I think for the most part, we have a good handle on how the game is going to work, what you're doing, and even like a general story to it, yes?
Yeah.
Cool. You think you're happy with what we got here?
Yeah, I'd say so. I now have a clear vision of what you're doing and how you're going to be playing this game in terms of off the bow, in the bow, mid-game, end-game, characters. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about music. obviously there's only one choice for this.
Yeah, it's going to be sea shanties and stuff like that, right?
Sea shanties, like, very piratey sounding music.
And that's its own album for sure.
Yeah. Like, it's you people who know pirates, it's going to be very pirate music-esque. And I do want there to be, like, a Pirates of the Caribbean style of, like, music just playing throughout.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I do want, like, huge collection of, yeah, like, sea shanties, completely made-up ones, new ones, and, like, some real ones that do exist.
And songs that have different elements based on the crew that you have in them. And maybe you can buy sheet. Dang it, I did it again. Where you can have music. Just forget about it. I dropped water and it's rolling all the way under my bed. But
yeah, like
different you sheet recruit. Music depending on your crew. So it sounds different, right. You know, if you just have drums and a trumpet and like a string instrument versus flutes, what have you.
Maybe depending on who you recruit, if certain crew members could play instruments, if they could play a song together, they'll like, you could see them gathering and they'll play their own instruments. Let's say like some people have instruments that they could play, but they're not really musicians. You could use their instrument and they'll play along with a song that comes with like musician crew members. And then like you'll recruit certain musicians that have their own music that has certain instruments. And if you don't have an instrument, it's not going to be part of that thing if you hear it. But if you do have a crew member that could play the instrument for that song will be played. And then like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like different crew members you recruit that are musicians will have music that comes with them. And then other crew members, if they can play an instrument and you have a song that you have a crew member that could play each instrument in that song unlocks and it could play it randomly while you're just at sea.
Gotcha. Yeah. I like that. When they randomly break out into song.
Pricing, $60.
Yeah. It's too big of a game. Sounds like there's a lot of features. The way I envision this game looking, it's going to look crisp. It's going to look realistic.
Yeah. It's going to look pretty realistic. It's going to look very, very nice.
Yes.
All right, Alex. It's time to start your timer because it's time to name this game.
All right. So if you have no names in mind, I'm going to go ahead and submit some that I've been thinking about this episode. Sea Breeze, name it after the boat that you're in. The boat's named Sea Breeze. What I also thought about was Steel and Flintlock. Just name like what you're using, you know, just guns and swords. What do you got, Jay?
Oh, I thought you were going to rattle off a couple more.
No, that's all I got.
All right. I kind of like Sea Breeze, but it sounds very relaxing.
What about A Pirate's Life for me? Is that too long?
No. I was trying to think of something like that, too. Like a piratey phrase and just naming it something like that. Like, I don't know. How about something like I'm trying to think of something kind of like the like I'm trying to think of a way to like have a similar title to like Game of Thrones but with Captain in it. I can't think of a cool way to say it, but like
it's hard. What do you call the steering wheel of a boat? The pirates, the captain's wheel? But it's the skipper who drives.
Right, right. Captain's quarters.
Hmm. That's all right. Captain's quarters. What else can we think of here? Out at sea. Trouble at sea.
Stormy seas.
Stormy seas. The sea will swallow us all? I don't know. The sea beckons. The call of the sea.
Damn, I can't think of anything good. What if we name the sea that you're sailing on? It's originally the Caribbean, but if we were to rename the Caribbean...
What would we name it? Is it the treacherous waters? Are they dangerous?
No, I would say they're, I don't know, man. This one's hard.
Call it the Gold Coast. There's so much fortune in the water, it calls everyone to see. Well, that's what everyone's chasing is the Gold Coast, where there's so much treasure, you can't take it all back. I don't know.
How about, like, the Isle of Gold?
Isle of Gold at 5 minutes, 27 seconds.
All right, Alex, give us a description of Isle of Gold.
Isle of Gold is an expansive pirate RPG where you rise through the crew until you are betrayed. The pirate crew commits mutiny, and then you must rise to the top once again with your own original crew. Play how you like with pirate swords, daggers, blunderbusses, flintlocks, and your own fists. Experience the call of the sea. Hunt creatures. Manage your own town that you look after. And much, much more in Isle of Gold. Will you find the treasure? And will you let other people find it? That's to be found.
All right. So I think we have a game here, Alex. What do you think? Would this be a game you'd want to play? And is it fun?
I think this is a game that I'd want to play. It's fun. It's high time for another pirate adventure. We haven't had one in a couple years, I believe. So it would be a good time for me. How about you, Jay? I think you would like it because it has pirates.
Oh, yeah. There's not enough pirate games that... let me live out a pirate fantasy of owning my own crew, recruiting my own crew members, and there being a good story that is a through line through the entire thing. The last time I played a pirate game that hit all these notes for me was way back when I played the remaster on the GameCube of Skies of Arcadia, and I haven't played a good pirate game since then. Like, Black Flags was good, but it wasn't the pirate game I was looking for, like Skies of Arcadia was. And Uncharted 4 had a good itch that it scratched for that pirate vibe, whereas super cinematic, very good looking pirate game. But yeah, nothing has come out since Skies of Arcadia that went so into pirate, like recruiting your own crew members, upgrading your own little town, upgrading your ship, getting like better weapons and all this stuff. Like, there hasn't been a game like that for a very, very long time. And yeah, I would love to play a game like this because there's none that exists. And hopefully Greedfall gets close to it. We'll find out not too long from now.
Well, all right.
Yeah. So, that being said, I have to put this into the notes because we forgot it last week. But if you could give Isle of Gold to any developer of your choice, who would you give it to?
Any developer, huh?
So while you're thinking...
I know who.
Who's that?
I'm going to give it to Rockstar.
Wow. Rockstar, that's a great idea. I that's not one that I would have thought of immediately, but that would be great if Rockstar took this over. I was going super generic. Oh, I should also mention Suikoden 4, I think it was also a great pirate game. Anyway, I was just going to give it to, like, you know, like Bethesda or CD Projekt Red or Ubisoft.
No, I want this game to create fucking ripples. Like, yeah. People are talking about it and they're like, I heard they spent like 200 mil, man. Like, they have a real pirate ship in their studio right now. You know, they're doing like live action sets and pieces.
If only Rockstar's next big pillar next to GTA and Red Dead was a pirate adventure.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Action RPG. Oh my God, that would. And then, oh my, can you imagine the online for Rockstar's Isle of Gold online?
Think of all the styles, all the shirts, all the pants, the ships, the customized guns. Yeah,
dude, that would be awesome. Rockstar is a good call. Another one that I was thinking, this would make the game a completely different game, but I think it would be really cool, is if we gave Isle of Gold to Atlus.
Oh, wow, okay.
And just have them anime the fuck out of this game and just make it super, super, like, anime-esque instead of realistic.
I thought you were going to go with Bungie for a second.
Oh, interesting. That would be interesting, too. But no, that's not the direction I want to take this. But yeah, I think Atlus would do something cool with it. I had another one, too, that I think would do something interesting. But I totally forgot who it was that I was going to mention. Who does Mass Effect? I feel like the Mass Effect crew could do something
that's
cool with this,
EA,
too. BioWare?
BioWare, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They could do something cool with it, but with their last couple projects, who knows how that's going to go.
I'm okay.
But yeah, I wish I could remember the last one I wanted to give a shout out to, and in terms of a developer that could do something cool with this. But I
think
I
Borderlands developer, or what's
2K?
2K could definitely, like, if you think about it, their personalities, the guns, if you had all that customizable stuff coming into this game, it would make it pretty special.
There was a pirate-esque DLC in Borderlands 2, which was pretty fun for me.
Yeah, there you go. So
yeah. Yeah. All right. And with that, our 68th IP has gone gold. We hope you look forward to this experience that will probably never release. You can write to atpoundgames@gmail.com if you have anything to patch into the game we created today. Also, give us feedback. We are still learning how to make the show better, and your feedback really helps. We have a Patreon. If you like to back our ideas, please head over to patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. Patrons receive episodes 2 days early. I brain farted there. And an extra podcast at the beginning, which you caught the tail end of our conversation at the beginning of this episode. That's patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. If you like the show, why not subscribe and give us all the stars on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. We're on SoundCloud too. And if they ask for a review, instead of reviewing our show, become your inner game critic and review Isle of Gold. the video game we just created. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Friday with another new IP. Again, my name's Jay Yee.
And I'm Alex Gonzalez.
Thank you, and please remember that we are not game devs.
So...
Okay, go for it.
Sorry, I just want to go off of this. I have no expectations for this game, so I think I'm going to do fine in it. But Janet Garcia from IGN saying that Borderlands 3 has the worst jokes and writing of any video game I've ever played. And it's weird because I don't feel strongly about it. Like, I don't like it, but I can see where other people like it. And that she has such a strong reaction. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm just right there in the middle where it's just not my style, but it's not something that I hate.
There are jokes in Borderlands where it's just flies over my head, but there are some jokes that get me in Borderlands as well. But speaking of Borderlands, it happened to me again, Alex. I totally forgot to mention this at the beginning, but another one of my save files got corrupted after I finished a DLC and then tried to jump into another DLC. And that's so I lost horrible. Another character.
So that's just a Borderlands thing, then. It's not your console.
No. So what I decided to do now is just start a new character for each DLC pack. That way I could get a fully leveled up character per DLC, and I get to feel how all the classes from Borderlands 2 feel when they have all their skills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's fun, but it does suck that I lose all that process. Now I'm not connected to any of my characters. But it's okay, because Borderlands 3 comes out very soon.
4 days away. Sucks though, man.